This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
I'm Adam Clayton, and this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of September the 2nd, and here we go. It's your hour of great music from the 1980s. And this week we continue our series of shows of songs from a particular year of the 1980s, and this week it's songs of 1981. Part 3! And first up is a song by the British pop group Bucks Fizz. It was the winner of the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest and a UK number one single. Released in March 1981, it was Bucks Fizz's debut single, the group having been formed just 2 months earlier. From 2004 to 2007, the BBC used the name of this song for their Eurovision selection show, in honour of the song. The song went to number one in the UK following the victory and remained there for 3 weeks, becoming one of the best-selling songs of the year. It also saw the group in high demand throughout Europe, with the single hitting number one in many countries and charting in the top 10 in Australia and in New Zealand, where it reached number three. It's Bucks Fizz and Making Your Mind Up. Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Bucks Fizz and Making Your Mind Up. Up next is a song by Adam and the Ants. It was a number one single in the UK singles chart for 4 weeks in September 1981. It was written by Adam Ant and Marco Peroni and featuring on the album of the same name. It was Adam and the Ants' second number one single in a row and was the fifth biggest hit of the year 1981. The music video was notable for its extravagant production compared to the videos being produced at the time. It featured Adam Ant in a male Cinderella role, complete with mustache drag queen evil stepsisters. In March 2010, Rolf Harris claimed on BBC Radio 5 Live's Danny Baker show that an out-of-court settlement had been reached, with a large sum of royalties received, after a musicologist found this song to be musically identical to Rolf Harris's 1965 song, War Canoe. It's Adam and the Ants with Prince Charming. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Adam and the Ants with Prince Charming. Up next is a single released by the J. Geils Band from their album Freeze Frame. The song is about a man who is shocked to discover that his high school crush appeared in a centerfold spread for an unspecified men's magazine. It was released in autumn 1981 and eventually went to number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 in February 1982 and stayed there for 6 weeks. It was the first single released from the album Freeze Frame and was an early staple on MTV. It also peaked at number one in Australia and Canada and number five in New Zealand. In February 1982, after the song hit number one in the US, it peaked at number three in the UK Top 40, earning the J. Geils Band their only major hit single in the UK. It's the J. Geils Band with Centrefold. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was the J. Geils Band with Centrefold. Up next is a song by American musician Prince, and the lead single and title track to his 1981 album. The song was released in September 1981. The song addresses speculation about Prince at the time, such as his sexuality, gender, religion, and racial background, and how he could not understand the curiosity surrounding him. This is considered Prince's breakthrough hit in Australia, where it peaked at number 15. In the US, it peaked at number 3 on the Black Singles Chart and number 70 on the Billboard Hot 100. Also, along with the track Let's Work, This song was one of seven number ones on the dance chart for Prince. It's Prince with Controversy. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Prince with Controversy. Up next is a song by Australian rock band Mondo Rock, released in March 1981, as the second single released from the band's second studio album, Chemistry. The song became the band's second top 10 single, peaking at number 8 on the Australian Kent Music Report. The song was written by Mondo Rock's lead vocalist, Ross Wilson. It's Mondo Rock with Cool World.
Since you don't want
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Mondo Rock with Cool World. Up next is a single by New Zealand rock band The Swingers, released in 1981 from their album Practical Jokers. The group's frontman, Phil Judd, was previously a member of Split Enz. Although the band had several hit songs in New Zealand, this was their only major chart success in Australia, and they are considered a one-hit wonder in that country. The song is well known for its catchy beat and memorable music video. On its eventual release in February 1981, the song was an immediate hit, reaching number one in Australia in March 1981 and in New Zealand that May, where it spent 9 weeks in the top two. The song was the number one charting song of 1981 in Australia, according to the Kent Music Report end of year chart. It's The Swingers and Counting the Beat. Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was The Swingers with Counting the Beat. Coming up after the break here on the 80s at 8, it's more songs from the year 1981.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on NPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for NPR. Once found, select it and then browse free. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Claydon. And this week it's Songs of 1981, Part 3. And up next is the theme tune to the 12th James Bond movie. It was written by Bill Conti and Mike Leeson and performed by Scottish singer Sheena Easton. The song was released in August 1981. The song reached number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number 8 on the UK Singles Chart. It was nominated for Best Original Song at the Academy Awards in 1982. In New Zealand, it reached number 4. Sheena Easton is the only artist to date to be seen singing the theme song to a Bond movie during its opening titles, as Morris Binder liked Sheena Easton's appearance and decided to add her to the credits. Her seductive appearance in these clips was, according to Roger Moore, more sexy than any of the Bond girls, although Sheena Easton herself states that the filming process was very unglamorous. It's Sheena Easton and For Your Eyes Only. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Sheena Easton, and For Your Eyes Only, from the James Bond movie of the same name. Up next is the third single by Duran Duran, released in July 1981. The single became Duran Duran's top 10 breakthrough in the UK singles chart, peaking at number 5 in July 1981. The band personally selected the song for release following the failure of its predecessor, Careless Memories, which had been chosen by their record company EMI. Its popularity provided a major boost to sales of the band's debut album, Duran Duran, which had been released a month earlier. The song did not chart in the United States on its initial release, but it became popular and widely known after receiving heavy airplay on MTV when the Duran Duran album was reissued in 1983. In New Zealand, the song reached number 4 in 1982. It's Duran Duran with Girls on Film. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Duran Duran with Girls on Film. Up next is a single written by Neil Finn and recorded by Split Enz for their 1981 Wyatta album. The song remains one of their most popular. The video was the 12th to be played by MTV upon its launch in 1981. In 2001, the song was voted by members of APRA as the 57th best New Zealand song of the 20th century. The guitar bridge in the song, played by Neil Finn, was originally featured in an old Phil Judd song, Bergen an Zee. The band only played the latter song live. On the Australian singles chart, it reached number 4, and on the New Zealand singles chart, number 5. It's Split Enz and history never repeats.
History never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep. Don't say the words you might regret. I lost before, you know I can't forget. There was a girl I used to know. She dealt my love a savage blow. I was so young, too blind to see. But anyway, that's history. I say history never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep. Don't say the words you might regret. I lost before, you know I can't forget. You say I always play the fool. I can go on if that's the rule. Better to jump than hesitate. I need a change and I can't wait. History never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep. And there's a light shining in the dark, leading me on towards a change of heart.
Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Split Enz with History Never Repeats. Up next is a song written and performed by Electric Light Orchestra. The song is track 12 on the band's 1981 album Time, and was the first song released as a single. It was released in July 1981. The song went top 10 in most countries, hitting the top spot in Spain and Switzerland, number 2 in Germany, number 4 in the UK, and number 10 on the US Billboard Hot 100, as well as number 2 on the US Billboard Top Tracks chart in September 1981. In New Zealand, it reached number 7. At the time, the song's music video was the most expensive ever made, with a budget of approximately £40,000. The mostly black and white video features footage of ELO playing the song in a lounge. It's Electric Light Orchestra and Hold On Tight.
When you feel your much, but you're all out of luck. When you're so downhearted and misunderstood, just over and over and over you could. Accouchez-moi, attendez. Accouchez-toi, attendez. Quand tu vois ton bateau partir, quand tu sens ton cœur se briser, accouchez-toi.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Electric Light Orchestra and Hold On Tight. Up next is a song composed by Mike Post with lyrics by Stephen Geyer and sung by American singer Joey Scarberry. It serves as the theme song for the 1980s television series The Greatest American Hero. The song was released in May 1981. The track was later included on Joey Scarberry's 1981 debut album, America's Greatest Hero. The theme song became a popular hit during the run of The Greatest American Hero. It entered the top 40 of the Billboard Hot 100 in June 1981, eventually peaking at number 2 in August 1981, kept off the top spot by Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, and spending a total of 18 weeks in the top 40. On the adult contemporary chart, it went to number 3, and in New Zealand, it reached number 1. It's Joey Scarberry and Believe It or Not.
For you.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Joey Scarberry with Believe It or Not from the TV series The Greatest American Hero. This week's last song is by the progressive rock band The Moody Blues. It was released in May 1981. It reached number 12 on the US Hot 100, as well as number 1 on the Canadian RPM Top 100 Singles Chart. It is ranked as the 28th biggest Canadian hit of 1981. The song was the first of three singles released from their 1981 album, Long Distance Voyager. The song was written jointly by the band's lead guitarist Justin Hayward and bassist John Lodge, both of whom won an ASCAP Songwriting Award for it. It's the Moody Blues with Gemini Dream. We'll be right back. listening to the 80s at 8, and that was the Moody Blues with Gemini Dream. And that's it for the 80s at 8 for this week. And this week it has been Songs of 1981, Part 3. Now don't forget to check out our website at Manawatu Two Peoples Radio. Just go to www.npr.nz/show/the80s at 8. So until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.